Greetings and welcome to the Business Blog Radio Show. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we have our co-host today, Bilal Vine. Brother Bilal.
Good evening.
And today our show will be, we'll have an open mic show today, and you're invited to participate at any time you want to start. Okay, today we're going to be focusing on the International Trade Show that's being held in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina on May the 5th through the 7th, 2017. And International Trade Show we're going to have is going to be vendors and producers of various services and goods. All right, can you give us a break here for a minute? We have to go to a commercial break, and thank you. Trade show is taking place in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. And to give you some information on that, here's the numbers that you can call in to find out more information about the International Trade Show. Our first number is 1-888-776-9908. And that is 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353, and that is 704 201-1353. And again, my name is Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and we have our co-host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum. And Bilal, do you have anything to comment on tonight, starting out tonight? I know we have a show coming up and an international trade show, as well as another feature artist that we're going to present tonight.
Yes.
Before we get into the trade show information that we've been usually putting out, the feature artist that you were talking about, do you want to mention anything about start out talking about that?
Oh, yeah, we're going to share a lot of that information, but why don't we just bring the audience up to date on what the New Africa Business Association is and what the North Carolina trade show and the National Muslim Business Council is all about. The New Africa Business Association, there are many of us. Brother Aziz and myself represents the Washington, Baltimore metropolitan areas. We have, there are two objectives that the association, New Africa Business Association, have two objectives. The first one is to identify businesses in our communities, and we make no bones about it. We're trying to identify the African-American businesses, not so much because of skin color or anything of that nature, but the consumer spending. The New Africa Business, we know that our communities in 2016, FYI, 2016, we spent more than $1.1 trillion in consumer spending. And there was also a report that during the holiday season, the Christmas holiday seasons, we will, from 30 days within the 30-day period, there was more than a billion dollar spent within the 30-day period. And they tell me during the Black Friday, and you know the Black Friday, I think that's from the Christmas Eve. I think until a New Year's Eve, about 7 days. And they said that there's a report, a consumer's report, that says during the Black Friday celebration, that within that 7 day period, that we as African Americans, or our African American females, I would assume this is who they did the statistics on, it was reported that they spent more than $100 billion. Within a 7 day period, and they spent this on hair. So again, that's why we focus on our own community when it comes to identifying businesses, and the businesses that we cannot identify, which I can say I'm certain there's just a few that we can identify, because the reports that we're getting is that when it comes to entrepreneurship, we're about, as far as a nation, we're not even, we're about 1 or 2%, if you looked at our numbers, our population, and then you look at our business participation, we're participating at about 2% as a nation. When it comes to business, the rest we consume by buying from others. And so realizing this, we know that if we can turn around the dollar bill in the African-American community, and the way we're going to have to turn that around is that we're going to have to provide goods and services to that community that enjoys their life and their mode of living, and I don't, you know, so again, enjoying your the goods and services, no problem with me. I think it's a wonderful thing, but I think it would be even better. I know it would be better if we was entrepreneurs as to where we were servicing our own community when it comes to goods and services. So saying that we definitely try to identify the businesses in our own communities because it's worth it. You can see that it's worth it, $1.1 trillion. If we could keep those funds in our communities, we wouldn't have any more problems with, I'm trying to think of what kind of problems we really would have, because there would be so many African-American millionaires, and there would be so many African-Americans employing their own, building their own infrastructures. This is what the first mission of the New Africa Business Association is, to identify businesses in our communities. And like I said, our second mission is to create businesses jointly, simply because we are such a large consumer spending. As far as business owner, individuals trying to go into business by themselves, you can see that's going to be a very slow process, plus the cost of going into your own business, and then along with that cost, one have to consider the risk of going into the business. So with those factors being presented before you, it could be a lot of consideration as far as whether you go into business or not. That's why we suggest that you don't try to build your community. Don't try to, my suggestion is really don't even try to go into business by yourself.
Yeah.
You look at the activities, and especially in the Washington metropolitan area, I mean, the amount of monies and the amount of spendings and the amount of growth that you see that's going on all around us, this growth did not start by an individual. I can tell you for a fact that here in the Washington metropolitan area, you have investors from all over the country selling out our city. You see these great big high-rise buildings that's going on all over Washington, D.C. I can tell you right now, if you try to go down and rent or buy and these new facilities that are going up, you wouldn't be able to. The reason you wouldn't be able to, they sold those buildings even before they were built. Like I said, you have investors going on all over the United States, and these investors are looking, these investors are coming in jointly to build these buildings. They're coming in as whole communities. I know for a fact, as a financial planner, many of my clients who came from different states told me, they informed me that, you know, we came here as a community. We bought these properties 5-6 years ago. When they was in the development stage, and these folks came to our state, some of these folks from West Virginia, California, all over the country, you'll find where they're selling, investors are invested in the city of Washington, D.C. from all over this country, and in fact, all over the world. So that's what I mean about coming in jointly. Trying to do by yourself, you're not going to get, I'm going to tell you right now, you won't be able to compete. But come in as a group, In other words, you could join the New Africa Business Association. We're looking for 100 investors. And those 100 investors, we're looking to do the same thing that I just described. Once we identify ourselves as investors, we will now start looking for investment opportunities. And we know one of those investment opportunities, many of you know Dr. Parker, 51090. But it's organizations like that that we certainly look forward to having as to where we can do joint investments. But that's the New Africa Business Association's approach to increasing businesses, is that we do it jointly. To me, there are many, many benefits to doing something jointly rather than trying to go alone. One of the things is the cost. Startup costs. For instance, we're saying we want 100 investors, and we're looking for each investment to only put up around $3,000. But with 100 of us doing the same things, now we have the type of capital as to where we can move into franchise businesses if we want to. We can move into our own domestic name businesses if we wanted to. Again, I love the sound of that word, if we wanted to, because again, that's all it really takes when you are a community and growing as a vested community together. Just a matter of do you want to? So again, our second mission of ours is to invest in the businesses jointly. So and this is, so like I said, now the trade show that's going on in North Carolina on May 5th to May 7th, they are all of our associates, and like I said, we represent the Baltimore and the Washington D.C. metropolitan area, but you have associations just like the New Africa Business Association, and these associations are participating all over the country. And once a year, we all come together and we meet at the national, our national headquarters, which is the National Muslims Business Conference. And so all of those associations from all over the country, you'll see them down in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, from the 5th to the 7th. And so again, those of you who are in business, or those of you who wish to come down, and especially those of you that are in vending or small business, you may want to go down and sell your products, because again, you're talking about an entire nation coming together. So to answer your question, Brother Aziz, yes. Collectively, individually, we represent our own particular areas. But this is going on again, like I said, all over the country. And then once a year, all the associations come together and they represent themselves with the National Business Association, and that would be the National Muslim Business Council, which is going on again down in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. I think we have one of our guests to come on. We're going to bring him and let him hold a conversation with him. And we're going to just go ahead and bring him to red one time. Okay, and this is Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Everything's very well this evening, Dr. Parker. I got myself here, Brother Aziz, and of course, we're glad to have you, and hopefully you'll be able to stay on with us and comment as you please.
Yes.
Throughout the evening. So, yes, Brother Aziz, that's why we all are looking forward to going to North Carolina, because you're going to see the activities of all the local associations and all of them coming together to the national association. And then we will be introducing many different types of entrepreneurs. Like I said, entrepreneurs such as the a brother that just came on, Dr. Parker, but there'll be other, like I said, heavy hitters, big businesses, big businesses, because, and I'll let Dr. Parker tell you more, and many of you know about a 51090, but I'll let him explain a lot of the information himself. But Dr. Parker is an example of what you should expect to see when you visit visit everyone in North Carolina. We're going to open our mics up this evening. Anyone who calls in, we're automatically going to bring you on, and we all are going to participate in here together. But before we bring on anyone else, I want to bring on our guest, Dr. Parker. Dr. Parker, again, good evening to you, and any comments you'd like to make. And we are looking forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Yes, I'm looking forward as well. I gave people a pretty good view of how we were moving forward. And for next week, when we have our meeting, we're going to do a very good job of catching people up on all that has transpired. We have a meeting on next week, May 2nd, with a major big box retailer. We're going to have them do our distribution. And so, you know, what we were talking about is having folks who are, you know, regular everyday folks who can walk up to a mall and say, hey, I want you to put solar on your rooftop. They make the sale, and now they have an organization that will back them up and help to distribute it and get it to the place and manage the installers. So as we've said, we're putting the backbone and the backdrop in there to look for partners as well as investors. And, you know, we got to do our part so that what you do is extend what we've done. So any company that's doing something, you got to see what you're going to do with it and forward is going to extend them. You can't make the company. You are there to make the company better. And a lot of folks, you know, they don't see that a lot of times when they look at companies, because some companies are not open to becoming better through a community effort. We are open, and we're thankful that we have this community that are willing to help us make it better, because our goal is cleaner air, cleaner water, and cleaner grounds through renewable energy. If you lived in North Carolina, you would understand what that means. One of the things North Carolina is known for is it has the largest number of hogs. It produces something like 200,000 gallons of waste a day from those hogs, and it's causing pollution. And what we want to do is not cause pollution. We want to figure out how can we make our air better, how can we make our waters better, how can we make our land better through something that is as natural as the sun coming up in the morning and as it goes down at night. So that's just a quick reminder of who we are, what we're trying to do, and I'll give you more details for those who are coming and are interested in getting more details than you can get over a 2 to 3 hour, you know, sit down, ask me every question that you think of session.
Okay, Dr. Parker, thanks so much. I also think we have our co-host on, Sister Janine from Baltimore. Are you with us? Sister Janine? Okay, well, again, we are expecting the sister. She may call in a little later on. She is with the she's a member of the Muslims New Africa Business Association, but she also is on the board with the National Muslim Business Council. So we look forward to hopefully someone from that organization joining us this evening. But again, a quick reminder that we only have about a few more days, about 10 more days before our show will be going on in North Carolina. Also, so for those of you who are business folks who need to make registrations, for you business folks who need to put in your vending, those of you who are trying to do vending or whatever your business or interest in North Carolina is, we certainly ask you to call in and get your registrations in. Those numbers for your registration, Brother Aziz, I don't have it right here. Do you have the numbers for the I do. I'm sorry.
Yes, I do.
That would be 704-201-1353. So you may want to, registration is still going on, and the hotels are definitely filling up as we speak. So I wouldn't hesitate too much longer as far as getting my registrations in.
You may want to repeat that number again, Brother Bilal.
Okay, will do, Dr. Parker. That would be, again, 704-201-1353. 704-201-1353. And all of you business folks who wish to call in and make any comments with Dr. Parker or make any comments to this radio station, you can call 657-383-1372. 657-383-1372. And we will look forward to being able to share this evening's broadcast with you and your business also. It is open mic. We our program this evening is specifically, and we will be just focusing on North Carolina for the next couple of weeks before we come up with any new programs. We'll be having the largest program that we have all year is the national trade show from May 5th to May 7th. Again, the mics are open. You're being hosted by myself, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and of course, Dr. Reginald Parker. Any questions that anyone have or any comments, you certainly can call in. But in the meantime, we will continue to try to inform you and share as much information with you as we possibly can. We do want to mention, before we get back into our business program, we do want to mention a celebrity. I've been knowing the young lady, I've been knowing the family just about, I know, for 20, 25 years. But the young celebrity, and we're asking that you give her as much of your support, sponsorship as you possibly can. Aziz, won't you introduce our special guest and let them know just what makes her so special and what she's about to do to make us so proud.
Yes, our special guest is a 17-year-old African-American female, and her name is Bishmala Bath, and that's B-A-T-H, Bath. And what has happened is Bishmala has been accepted at the British Academy of Dramatic Arts at Oxford, England. And she's a violinist, and she's really, really, really good. She has also been in a play, which was called The Lemonade Stand, and it was selected a Best New Play for Children and Families by the John F. Kennedy Center of Performing Arts Page and Stage Festival. So she is a recipient also of the Renaissance Woman Award at the Fulbright Shakespeare Company in Washington, D.C., which is another premier art performing venue. So Bishmala is in need of us raising $5,000 for her by the 13th of May to help her with her scholarship and the needs for going to Oxford. And we find this is an opportunity for all us African Americans to participate in this because this is one of our own, and she is definitely, definitely sought after by the British Academy of Dramatic Arts. So,
and we should mention, That academy is a very, very, very prestige academy. You have to be somebody really, really special, especially when you reside on the outside of England. But you have to be someone really, really special. Some of your best talent from all over the world try to attend this particular organization. But again, only a very few is selected. And to have one of our very own, most of you know Bismillah, especially the grandparents. And I congratulate Sister Carol Mookman and Brother Abraham Mookman, because this is their granddaughter. And of course, we know that that family presents all kinds of talent. But again, I ask, and I don't know how much I can continue to ask, that we support Bismillah and all of our young folks, especially when they show such talent and become an example the way this young sister is becoming to our community. So please, whatever you do, give her support. And those of you who would like to give support, how can they give their support, Brother Aziz?
Well, you can send your tax deductible donations to organization called OFT-ON. That's OFT-ON. The address is 631 Q Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. And that can be sent to OFT-ON, that's OFT-ON, 631 Q Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., zip code is 20001. And a reminder, that's for Bismillah Bach. And that name is B-I-S-M-I-L-L-A-H, last name B-A-T-H. And for additional contact information, you may contact Mr. or Mrs. Ibrahim Mukmin, and that's M-U-M-I-N, at area code 202-387-5169. And that is area code 202-387-5169. And we want to congratulate D.C.'s rising star, Bismillah Bach, for being accepted into the British Academy of Dramatic Arts in Oxford, England. And we also want to send as much support as we can with her financially, as well as in our good spirit. So please, if you can, support our scholar here, Bismillah Bach.
And we would definitely appreciate that. I know I would. I am going to definitely be one of the first sponsors for Bismillah, and we ask that you do the same. Also, you'll be seeing these articles on Bismillah in the Muslim Journal. They heard about the sister and what she have achieved, and they want to also support. We're hoping we can get national support for this type of talent. So again, our young folks, they need our support. Our young folks, they have this talent. They work hard. They try to do as much as they can to please not only their families, but their communities. So we ask that we show our love and our support for our young folks. And in this case, young Bismillah. I'm sorry, Brother Aziz.
I think we have to go to a sponsor break for a little while.
Okay, I just wanted, before we do go to a sponsor break, I wanted to see if Dr. Parker had any comments. Again, Dr. Parker, we ask that you share any comments you want right with us. You're one of the guests with us this evening, so anytime you wish to come right in and say a couple words, you can. Dr. Parker, but if not, we will take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Okay.
Vitamin Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Vitamin Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.vitaminassociatesinsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
All right, welcome back to the show. Dr. Parker, you have any comments before we move on?
Okay. I just want to say that we hear a lot of things in the news, and one of the big questions I've always had that folks have always asked me in 2017 is, what is the Trump effect to my business? And, you know, we answer by saying that Barack Obama did some very good things in terms of climate control. The way that he signed the COP21 basically inoculates, you know, anything that can be done for the next 4 years as far as renewable energy. So from a policy point of view, that's a good thing for us. But what we've invented is a solar module that is able to make electricity at less than the price that you can buy it from the grid, and it doesn't need subsidies. And so even if there were any change in subsidies, we have a viable product, not only in the U.S., but outside of the U.S., and that's where our heart is, to be able to deliver reliable and affordable power in the Caribbean and also in various parts of Africa that are currently receptive. A lot of people know that there's over 750 million Africans in sub-Saharan Africa who are without power. And over the next, by the year 2030, the population in Africa will double from 1.1 billion to 2.2 billion. What we have to do is help to modernize Africa with bringing electricity. If you don't have electricity, think about the job opportunities for our brethren. So we want to bring power at fair prices, and we want to structure a country by country for the whole continent to be an economic powerhouse. Right now, Africa is the richest continent on earth, but it has the poorest people. And the reason being is that the poor people don't have the economic development and infrastructure to take advantage of their prosperity in terms of resources. So, you know, I'm looking at trying to help levelize that and be profitable as a business. You can do good. You can do well when you do good. And that's what I would like to see here in the U.S. by our investors. You know, I want our investors to do well as we do good as a company. So hopefully that helps to better understand not only the business plan, but the heart of the CEO.
You know, Dr. Parker, one of the reasons why I am promoting you, and it's my pleasure to promote you, is because, like you said, it's for the electorate and the, yes, there, no way. I mean, after the sun go down, I mean, you just, there's nothing you can do because you're in the dark. But my thing is knowing that you can solve debt situation as far as electorate and as far as continuing productivity after the sun goes down is one of the reasons why I suggest that we as African Americans come down to North Carolina to specifically. I know that there are other business folks that we're interested in, but I am saying that I look at you and I think many of us can visualize the same thing that I am visualizing. And that is, we're looking at an ambassador that can go into these places, into Africa, and cut the lights on. Once those lights are going on, like I said, business now can be done on a daily basis, day and night. But the opportunity that Dr. Parker is going to allow myself and many other African Americans, you see, as African Americans, we have the resources to invest into the Africans and the African nations, but again, we don't know how to get a foot in. But you take a company like 5109, like I said, he's going over there and cutting the lights on. And Dr. Parker is an African American just like we are. So where Dr. Parker can go, surely he can open the doors where we can come in and follow. What I mean about that, we as business folks can now come in and do business in Africa because Dr. Parker has gone over there and cut the lights on and bought the industrialization to many parts of Africa. So that's what I mean about having him to serve as our ambassador, to open the doors for the rest of us business folks who couldn't open the doors ourselves because we just wouldn't know which door to open or where even the door would be. But here's a person that... like I said, has bought the has bought productivity to the country, and so we can come behind Dr. Parker, and Dr. Parker can open the doors for many many other types of businesses. So I ask that you come down to and get to know as much about Dr. Parker 5109. And remember, when we start talking about Dr. Parker and the 51090, we're talking about hundreds of engineers, scientists, computer, the very best brains, I should say, is right there in that organization. And so that's who is going, that's who we're that's who we're coming, but that's who is opening doors for us. Some of the most brilliant minds in our community. So come down and learn what I have learned, and see for yourself. But I'm telling you, you're going to find that it's I would say an investment worth your time, but you're going to find that it's a program that is certainly worth your time, and I might even say your good fortune. So, Dr. Parker, we certainly appreciate you. I know you don't want to. We can't tell everybody everything right over this radio station, but we do look forward to being down to North Carolina next week and spending the weekend with you. There is a question that we do have for you. Go right ahead, Brother Hardy.
Yes, Dr. Parker, I'd like to know, do we have or are we going to put together a plan to be able to sell our solar panels to the existing companies that are out there that are currently installing solar panels?
So there's installers, you know, an installer network of folks. And let me just step back. You got big box stores, you have malls, you have grocery stores, you have warehouses, schools, and the like. When you look at all of that real estate, you're talking about 1.8 billion square feet. And those boxes use 5% of the nation's energy. That's a $90 billion market, okay? And what's happening is that the regular installers don't have the relationships nationally to be able to take advantage and sell panels through a, say, franchise. So, yes, we're going to be able to do that, but what we're trying to put in place are relationships that are national, like the National Muslim Business. If you think about it, if we had a national program where when you sell and put it on the rooftops in one place, let's say at a McDonald's in New Jersey, you could do a McDonald's in Texas as well. So, yeah, we're going to be selling through those networks, but we need to – the installers are not sellers of the panels. What they're just – what they are is just they'll put it on your rooftop. So we need to reach out to groups like this where we are able to sell the panels throughout the U.S., the Caribbean, and other places to have the footprint that we need. As I said, there's a huge market, but if we don't have the relationships, you cannot actually penetrate it significantly.
Yes. If you own the company right now and you were installing panels, could I come to you and say, sir, I have a panel that's better than your company, what your company is providing. Can we, will we be able to do that? And the reason why I asked that question, Dr. Parker, is because I frequently go out to a military base, Fort Meade, that's kind of close to me. It's close to Baltimore. And they're building.
I know where that is.
Yeah, they're having massive construction out there. And Brother Bilal and I went out there, and it's these solar panels going up everywhere on these buildings. I mean, you know, like, military barracks, three stories high and massive type roofs. And I said, man, I wish we could get a piece of that action.
Well, that's where the strategies come in, where there are MBEs and SBEs, small business enterprises and minority business enterprises in the Maryland area that have these government numbers and activities. And when you are able to do that, then you can go into the Fort Meade and the federal organizations and be able to sell into them as an SBE and MBA, because in general, there are not a lot of us doing this. And so when we bid on contracts, we generally win. So here you got a minority business enterprise making the thing. How much better would it be the minority business enterprise that, like roofers and electricians, were able to do the installation, and the minority business enterprise who's the developer able to put together the deal? This is what we need. We need, as you know, Brother Bonham was saying, coming together collectively, not only as investors, but as business partners.
Great, great. Yeah, I totally understand that now, you know.
So again, we would encourage y'all that we you want to, we're just giving you just a flavor of what the you're going to really be hearing the real facts when you come down to North Carolina on May 5th to May 7th. Again, you can get call. You can call down there and get your reservations in, and go right ahead and give the number, Brother Aziz.
Yes, the International Trade Show will be held in Raleigh-Durham, and to get information, more information about that, you can call 1-888-776-9908 or area code 704-201-1353. And this will be held at the Embassy Suites Hotel in the Raleigh-Durham Research Triangle, actually at Harrison Oaks Boulevard in Cary, North Carolina. And there'll be many opportunities at this international trade show. There'll be a lot of products. We'll have seminars. And there'll be a lot of different business people exhibiting their products. Also, we have a, this is the first time that the New Africa Business Conference is going to feature this, but they're going to have what is known as a launch tank. And this is for people or business folk that have a new product or a new idea that need financing. And what the this launch tank will be given by people or that have money or investors, as we've said, investors that has money that want to invest in some businesses in our community. And again, to get more information about the launch tank, also call area code 704-201-1353. And this launch tank, we're hoping that we can get a lot of young entrepreneurs in there, some of our young African-American entrepreneurs to come forward with some ideas that, you know, the investors can support, and let this be something new that we'll continue to carry on. So that's one of the new things that's going to be given at this international trade show. But also, as far as rooms, as Brother Byam said, at the hotel at the Embassy Suites by Hilton. Need to call in there as soon as possible and make your reservation, because we're kind of sure these rooms are going to be filling up fast, or at least the discount price that we were going to be given as part of this International Trade Conference. Brother Bilal, is there anything else that I've might need to mention, or wasn't?
Yeah, well, I thought we would just go ahead and mention the some of the activities for the weekend. The trade show will begin May 5th, and which is that Friday. And that Friday, it'll start kickoff right around 6 p.m. Friday evening until 10. That's going to be our culture night. And so that'll be a getting acquainted night, and really just networking and saying hello and all like so to each other on that Friday evening. And then, of course, Saturday will be an all-day event. During the days, we will have our workshops. That's where you will hear our presenters, Dr. Parker, 510-90, he will definitely be giving an extensive workshop down there, along with other entrepreneurs who have a lot also to offer. So we look forward. That's Saturday during the day. And then, of course, Saturday evening will be the banquet. And that will we will have special speakers, guest speakers for the banquet that evening. And of course, Sunday, May 7th, that's going to be our business brunch. And this is where we will be having network marketing, business networking with each other, get to know each other. You'll be networking with businesses all over the United States. And everybody will be sharing their information as to where you'll be able to buy products and services from all over the country. So that will be Sunday, and that would close the show out sometime that afternoon. So get your registrations in, and we look forward to seeing you. Again, Dr. Parker, we thank you so much for coming on. We will be back on again next Wednesday. Next Wednesday will be our last broadcast before the show. So, Dr. Parker, again, we welcome you to come on and say hello as often as you can until the show. We're just about at the place where we're getting ready to close out for the evening. I do want to go back and mention, though, the person that we're so, so, so proud of, and that is the young sister, Bismillah. And we ask again that you support Bismillah in her special award that she has been recognized with, and that is to being able to show her talents and the talents that we have coming out of the world. By the way, Bismillah also attends the Duke Ellington School of Arts. So you can see, we know that school has always presented some of the very best when it comes to talent in our communities. We have a caller. We have several callers. A caller, you wish to make any comments to we welcome you on the show. Caller. Okay, I got several callers. I have a caller. Look like the number ends 5169. Is that what the number ends in? If you're there, we welcome you to the show and welcome your comments. We got about 2 minutes. Again, we still welcome you to the show. And like I said, we ask that Brother Aziz, on the close out, share the information with how one can share their sponsorship with our dear sister.
All right. Yes. The information to contact information for Bismillah Bach would be, you can contact Mr. and Mrs. Ibrahim Mumin, and that's Mumin, at area code 202-387-5169. And that is area code 202-387-5169.
Okay, I think we have Sister Mookman. Sister Mookman, are you on the phone, my brother Mookman? Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Mookman. If so, we'd like to say hello to you. But anyway, we ask that you sincerely send in your support and make certain that this sister get to go on this special invitation that is a very, very rare invitation, and for it to be coming to someone in our own communities. We must support that. So we left the information with you. Now, next week, we're getting ready to close out real fast, but next week we expect to present your sponsor. Next week's show, we expect to, if everything works out well, Sister Bismillah will be on the show, and she will play. You'll hear some of her wonderful talents. Brothers and sisters, again, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, I'd like to thank you so much for your continuing support, your continuing participation. And remember, the New Africa Business Association, what one can do, many of us can. Brother Aziz.
Good greetings, and we look forward to seeing you in the next show.
Thank you.